happy girl.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries, where we believe that all of us have to come to Jesus like the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Our highest priority is making God real in your life. Whether you are listening in our app, in your favorite podcasting app, or on our website at watwm.org, we invite you to sit down with us as we look to the scriptures to learn more about God and to strengthen your daily walk with Jesus Christ.
Living a life for Christ. She's a happy girl.
When God saved you, there was an immeasurable amount of love and kindness bestowed upon you. If that had been all that he had done for us, it would have been enough, more than enough, but that wasn't all he did for you. He promised to stay with you forever and never leave you. Every day he dumps his love and kindness upon you. Join us in this program, Acts of Kindness, as Kim Miller of Woman at the Well Ministries takes us through Titus 3:4, which says, "But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared."
Hello and welcome to this broadcast of Woman at the Well Ministries. And aren't we all so very grateful for the kindness that the Lord bestowed upon us when we became his children? He didn't just die on the cross of Calvary, shed his blood and cover our sins, die and rise again. But every day he loads us with benefits, and his kindness that he directs towards us is impossible for us to articulate. But it is an amazing way that we get to live. He kindly walks with me each and every day. He has commandments that he has given me the way that I should live, and he certainly will place judgment when I have not followed his will and his ways. But in even doing that, he is bestowing upon me amazing kindness, because his patience is incredible. He works with me oftentimes on the very same infraction over and over again. Or he will pleasantly woo me to him, trying to get me to read as much as I should in his word. Or he will kindly tug at my heartstrings to remind me that he's with me. He's kind to me. And I don't deserve any of that. And neither do you. But his kindness abounds. And in Christ, we're a new creature, and he places in us his love. And it's that kindness that he gives us that we should begin to give out to others. The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4 that he supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. That's such an act of kindness. As a Christian, I don't have to worry, because he says to be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God shall rule your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He kindly allows me to approach his throne. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 4, he says to come boldly to the throne of grace, that I might obtain help in time of trouble. It was more than enough that he loved me so much that he would die on the cross of Calvary to pay for a sin he never committed, and to pay a sin debt that he had no part of. But he knew that you and I could not pay it, and so he came and he did that for us. Such an act of love and kindness. In fact, in John chapter 3 and verse 16, he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." It's that love that caused him to sacrifice his own life. That's amazing kindness and love that our God and our Savior bestows upon us. And as Christians, we are recipients of that. And our sins, though they were as scarlet, have been washed white as snow. You can't help but be changed. And in fact, we're told that Behold, all things are passed away, and all things are become new, that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. And his blood that washed away our sins, it pulsates through us in a way that changes us into a heavenly being. We're still sinners, but we're saved by grace. And the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us, and it teaches us, and it comforts us, and it leads us and guides us. We have so much to be thankful for, and we've been given so much. And as Christians, we're to go out into the world and teach and preach the gospel, and the gospel is the love of Jesus. And we are not going to be effective preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus if we're not disseminating the love of God to those around us. And that kindness that he has given us, that kindness that he has bestowed upon us, enables us then to love others as Christ has loved us. In fact, we're told that we're to love others as Christ has loved us. Well, let's take a look as we're thinking about this scripture in Titus 3:4. But after the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. What then? After we've been touched by the Master's hand, created in his image and now washed in his blood, what now? In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. So what now? Walk in love, as Christ has also loved us. We're to walk in love. That means we need to bear the fruits of the Spirit, that long-suffering, that patience, that goodness, as we walk and talk with those around us. In Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 21, I'd like to read these words. If so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Once you know him, once he's regenerated your heart and made it a pure, clean heart through the blood of Jesus Christ, and you are that new creature we spoke about earlier, things are different. And you put off that old man and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man. So what after you've received this kindness of God? What next? You put on the new man. And let's talk about that new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The Bible says that we are to be ye holy, for I am holy. The things of this world should lose its allure as our heart becomes more close to the King of Kings. Wherefore, putting away lying. These are the things we should no longer do. These are the things that if they're found in our lives are going to make us far less effective in telling others who Christ is, and it's going to hurt our walk of love. We are to put away lying. We're to speak truth with every man, for we're members one of another. The Bible says that we are to love one another as Christ loved us. So if we have a behavior that is hurting that relationship with our neighbor, our friend, our other members of Christ, you can be sure that it is not pleasing to God. We need to put that away. Then he says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. The Lord knew that as humans, there were going to be things that happened in our lives that hit us the wrong way. And anger can happen instantaneously, and it's very difficult for that to be able to be something that we can keep from ever coming up. But how we choose to deal with that anger is very much something that each one of us have a opportunity to control. And he's telling us to not sin. Get angry? Deal with it in a positive way. Do not do something against your brother. The Bible tells us that the love of God constraineth us. And perhaps in this particular situation, more than any other situation, this is where I see that in my own life. For the flesh in me may want to smack the sin out of somebody. And the flesh in me may want to tell you what I'm thinking instantaneously in my mind about how I think you're no good for nothing person if you've done something to me. Those are fleshly thoughts, because there is no such thing as a person who is a no good for nothing person, because his blood makes us all worthy, and we are all filthy sinners like filthy rags. And I am no better than anyone else, even though my fleshly thought at the time of anger may make me think that for a moment. But the love of God will keep me from thinking that for more than an instant, and certainly from acting upon those thoughts or saying them. Because I know as soon as I feel that tug of Jesus in my heart, that there but the grace of God go I, and that I daily come short of God's glory. And his forgiveness abounds not just that time when I was 5 and I asked the Lord to forgive me of my sins, but every day when I'm found doing something I shouldn't be doing. And so we got to put away anger and not sin. We can't give place to the devil. If you give an inch to him, he'll take a mile. Don't even open the book that has the wrong stuff in it. Don't even turn on the TV show that you know could possibly have foul language or could somehow encourage bad behavior, or you're going to see violence, all the things that you know your eyes don't need to see. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. And be careful, little mouth, what you speak. You may think that is just for children, but if you live that every day, you'll be far more of what God wants you to be. It says, let him steal no more those that stole, but let him labor. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. The Bible tells us that we are to be a different creature, and we are to act in kindness, and we're to do the things that we would have us to do, and we should have fruits of the Spirit. We're told in Galatians chapter 5, beginning in verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperaments. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, or envying one another. We are to be kind one to another, because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And as we pray one for another, we need to be kind one to another. May the Lord have his richest blessings upon each of us.
Thank you for joining us in today's podcast. You can visit the show notes for quotes from today's podcast and scripture references. We pray today has been a blessing, and we encourage you to reach out to us through our app, our website, or our Facebook page. You can find our app by searching for Woman at the Well Ministries in your app store or through our website at watwm.org. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/watwm. If you visit our website, you'll be able to subscribe to Bible Bits, a daily devotion written by Kim and delivered Monday through Friday by text message. Woman at the Well Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving our Heavenly Father, and it is through your loving and generous support that our ministry continues to bless others. To learn how to partner with Woman at the Well Ministries, please visit our website. Thank you to the gospel group Fudge Creek for letting us use their hit song, Happy Girl. We greatly appreciate your prayers. We are praying daily for our listeners. Remember that God loves you. You are loved.
To have, and I was wondering, could you show me how you smile this golden way? Cause you're a happy girl, she's a happy girl.
pretty girl. Not that melancholy never comes to plague her soul. She just knows whatever happens, God is in control. She's a happy girl. Happy girl.